had little idea of what had happened. Still, the problems should fail, and it would be fun to make to have peace in the country again. Economy problems, as his government was later to do, that there should be no more fighting on that. The rule could be kept in order. So white New Mexico from the town up and down the Rio Grande came of submission. They told General how they were losing their flock and even their children to the running Indian. He realized that if this country were to be part of the United States, such disorder must stop. So a call went out to all the Indians to come in and sign treaties of peace. The Pueblo were only too delighted. For years they had been asking for help against the Navajo. They often, one should be stopped, that was not. Common idea of peace. So he explained that it was best there should be no fighting at all. Perhaps the Pueblo wondered whether the wild Navajo would rather accept this. However, some of the Apache did, and so did the youth. At least they promised to be peaceful. They had seemed guns and cannon which the white man brought. We do not hear much about the promises from the Navajo, but we do heard about runes taking sheep from the Rio Grande rancher. Even while Corona was in Santa Fe, it began to look as though dealing with the Indian could not be such a quiet matter. Yet Corona had done all he expected to. Now he had ordered to go on to California where more trouble was brewing. He turned to the Pohin, colonel of the Missouri volunteer, and ordered him to get hold of the Navajo leader and make peace with them. So the first white American who the Navajo met over the border phone boy from Missouri. First of all, the Nupin had to find the Navajo. They really came to Santa Fe, which they call Breadwater. If you travel into the wild northern land of Mesa and Canyon, you might never see the earth cover hogan among the sand here, nor the sheep which they draw into hiding revenges. To know him was told often while Chaska region, which was the Navajo hideout and where few white men ever went. He decided to send three parties to this region at different points. Even so, they might never have found the Navajo, except that one party started from Carbota. Whom of that group, whom the Navajo call Dante and Ta, stranger of Emni Navajo. We had already heard of these people who settled south of Mount Taylor. Soon after the Pueblo Rebellion, the descendants to the or at Cancito. As the other Navajo moved, these were left close to the Spanish settlement and close to the Pueblo. Little by little, they had become more like these people than like on Kermit. Often they had acted as guide and interpreted for the Spanish. And now they were ready to do the same for American. The little man of these Navajo was Sandoval, a name which will appear often in this story. Sandoval was approached by Captain Root, who was to hear one detachment of the Missouri. Yes, he said he knew where the Navajo leader were. He could even go to home and find out whether they could meet the American who went. He reported that the Navajo did not like to leave their hill until they knew more about the stranger. which did not. The American came to them. The Missouri boy led the idea and kept Nolan volunteer for the trip with 30 Pac-Man. An adventurous trip. They had climbed up over the palace Cheskamon. They had to leap the supply mules, always afraid that these would fall over to Christmas, losing the little food and blanket they had brought. They wondered too if arrows would not fly from behind the rocks. However, Sandoval sent up smoke single, announcing peace. Little by little, Navajo came to join the party. They were all on horseback, and they may have looked where we see riders whipping in strips, blanket belt around the waist. Most of them were moccasin of deer skin, which reached to the ankle. Many were already wearing the loosest Muslim tourists getting from the Mexicans or the Pueblos. A few had tied prints of a Spanish gentleman still down the sight, an eagle with several buttons, and they invite the American to a song to be held nearby in the hill. We should like to know which of the Navajo ceremony this was, but the report of the Missouri boy said only that there was plenty of frozen mutton to eat, and that white man and red man danced all night to the sound of drum and rattles. Now the American had been introduced and met, carried word of them to the big man, Nebraska, who kept his flock on a hiding platter in the hills. His name is a Spanish one, doubtless taken from one of the military officers of former days. He must have had an Indian name too, which is not given in the history. He was a leader of the Eastern Navajo, and his daughter had married a young warrior who later became a Navajo on Texan